welcome to another episode of Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we are absolutely sure we don't know everything, and that could not be more true about this episode. I am so excited for this guest. You guys know that I have been like leaning in a little bit to getting more like business owners, female founders on this podcast. And I've got to be honest, I have like a secret agenda. I've teased this a little bit on my social medias, but I am actually starting a startup, and I like can't say much to the audience. We could talk off thread or whatever, but it is a whole new world. Like if I could sing Aladdin, a whole new world. And so I found this week's guest on through her business, an app actually. And I had my producers hunt her down because I wanted to know everything about her. I think her app is genius. You guys are going to love it. I can't wait. You guys, this week, our guest is Jen Adkins, the co-founder of Style Book. Jen, thanks so much for being here.
It's Jess Adkins.
Oh my God, I've been calling you Jen.
Can I tell you something funny though? My grandmother literally calls me Jennifer. So like somehow you psychically knew that.
Oh my God. Well, she's like come channeling through me. And you know why I'm doing that is literally off to the side of my computer. I was texting with a woman named Jen. And that's completely why. Wow, I really fucked this up. But hey, make mistakes early, right? That's what they say about a business.
It's okay. But you know what? I'm glad that I pointed out. You know, there's this one girl in college, and I called her the wrong name for literally 3 years. And she never told me.
Like she never got good.
Yeah, somebody else told me talking to her, and they're like, that's not her name. And I was like, what? You're like,
she's been responding. Oh my God, I'm so glad you said that. Fail fast, fail early. Jesus Christ, Jess Adkins, Style Book co-founder. I just want to intro you correctly a little better here. If you want to tell more about Style Book, I pulled from Glamour's article. Oh my God, cool. Glamour. Oh, hi, fancy. Style Book is an app. It's simple to use. You use a photograph and catalog every item of clothing and every accessory you own so that you can take control of your wardrobe. You can track the outfits that you wear. You can create mm-hmm. packing lists for business trips and vacation. And the stats, the things you thought of to do with clothes, I would never think of. You can actually sort your clothes by color so that you can see all of us wear mm-hmm. two black. You can get mm-hmm. cost statistics on your outfits so you can actually compare if the cost to wear ratio was worth it. I mean, this is style in a completely new way. And so I just want to say, like, how the hell did you think of this?
Well, it's like a lot of things. I used to work for Condé Nast, actually, who makes Glamour. But but I worked at Lucky Magazine, and I also used to intern at Vogue and Modern Bride. Modern Bride doesn't exist anymore, but
what happened to it?
I don't know. A lot of bridal magazines closed. But I guess, like, no, it makes sense. It was fun though. That was a really fun job. Like, it seems like it would be boring, but it wasn't.
No, it's like say yes to the dress all the time. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And like when I was working there, like a lot of editors, and even my mom used to do this, would like have these like weird little like binders where they would keep like little outfit formulas. Like it would be like 2 + 3 + 4 equals like whatever outfit. And then they would have like a chart of the items of what equals 2. And like when I worked at Modern Bride, one of the editors asked me to help her catalog her clothes with Polaroids into a binder and like just like her shoes, because she had like a lot of shoes. And I was like, you know, this is crazy. This is like,
this is archaic.
Like, yeah. And then like also that combined with like my job in my internships, the actual job was to organize the clothes in the closet. So all the clothes are borrowed. You know, they just get, you know, they get them from the designer, they keep them until they're done, and then they send them back. So they have to keep a record of each thing. And that was being used with binders too. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. We have computers. Like,
we have this thing called the internet. I don't know if you've heard of it.
So like, that just sort of was in my mind for a while, you know? And then when the iPhone came out, my husband was really excited because anyone could make a program and it would be available in the store, mm-hmm. which is like, it sounds like really common now since like, I mean, it's been years since people have been doing this, but like back then you bought like your software, like in a box,
yes!
like, with a shrink wrap.
Oh my God. With like a CD.
Yeah.
Downloaded it. Oh my God.
So like, it was really special to be able to do that. And he just desperately wanted to make something. And I was like, okay, now let's use that idea that I had, make it into something real. But then like, you know, there's like 20 magazines that could use it. So I'm like, let's make it for real people. Like, you know, to use your personal closet.
Right. Because, you know, I think it's not something that we give a lot of thought to our wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Like you're either a fashionista and you know, like every piece you own, or like me, I just bought. I would purge and then buy again. And there was no real way to track things. I'll be like, did I throw that away? Did I, you know, recycle that? Like, this has given my like type A producer organizer brain such a boner, because I can literally design my outfits in the app. And so like the features of this are just so, like, I assume ahead of its time whenever you were creating it, but also like things that I don't think people are knowing they need. It's like, you don't need to be a Vogue employee to have this. Like everyone should have this.
And like, honestly, like I feel like people who are, I mean, not everybody, obviously some people are just like magical and they just put on a wonderful outfit every day, but like,
not me. I think clearly
it's not me either. But like, I feel like a lot of people were planning and they're just sort of secretive about it. And I like wanted to give people a way to do that. And also like, I needed it for myself. Like, honestly, like when I worked at a magazine, I was so bad at dressing myself. Like,
and you probably had like, such pressure.
Yeah. And like, also I had like $0. Like I didn't make any money. Mm. I like didn't have any time because I had to get there early. I had to stay there late. Like I was like leaving work at like 10 o'clock at night. Like I was like,
oh, the grind. And,
like, then I have to be the first person in the office.
But it's like the grind and you're like, wait a minute, if I'm going to be grinding like this, I should be putting it into something that I'm creating and, you know, co-founding with my husband. Like I said, I've teased it a lot on my socials about this SaaS, software as a service that I'm creating. And so like picking the entrepreneur, like woman brain is so fascinating to me because I'm entering a world where I literally know nothing about like VCs, capital, investing, like none of this, all of it's brand new to me. And so to meet women specifically that are proficient in that stuff, I'm like, oh, you're another type of person. Like, you're just a better, more informed, intelligent person. And so, you know, like I said, some of the things you can do in this app are things that I didn't even realize I needed. Like, for example, in the app, you can make basically like, you know, in Clueless, when the outfit swapper closet thing like designs an outfit for her, you basically have that where you can pull and drag items from your closet and like build outfits and save them. And so anytime you're like, what do I need to wear to this like spring picnic? You can pull up your like summer outfits and it's already there for you. And I think that's such a brilliant piece of the design I never would have thought was, I would think it's too hard. So kind of to more like your entrepreneurial brain, you know, the idea of becoming a founder is acceptable in society now, but to become a successful founder, like that still takes audacity. So like, what made you believe you could have such a successful company?
Well, I don't know. Like in the beginning, I'm not sure if I did believe it. But you know, this company, I'm so grateful for it, by the way. Like this has been, this is the 11th year, 2021 is the 11th year.
Oh my God. What?
Which is crazy.
Wow.
But like when I started it, it was not meant to be my job.
Wow.
Like it was just like, you know how I was saying Bill just wanted to make an app. Mm-hmm. I just like doing projects. Bill and I, we know each other from high school. We just had this like really good, like, you know, when people say you're the the best friend of their spouse. Like, we really are best friends. Like, we do projects all the time.
So important.
Like, creativity between the two of us is just, like, something that is, like, essential to our relationship. Mm. And we were just doing this as just one of those projects, you know?
Another thing to tackle together.
Yeah. And, like, I didn't, like, really realize it could be a job until I started realizing the magazine thing wasn't really working out for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, okay, this job is really hard.
Yes.
And, like, I love magazines. Like, I'm not, like, disparaging magazines. I love
But they're
magazines.
Disappearing, right?
I know, which is, like, heartbreaking to me. What am I going to do? How am I going to learn how to do anything without them?
How do we know fashion? Well, now it's all online, right? It's, like, Instagram.
That's true.
Stuff. Yeah.
But, like, I guess, like, when we were starting it, I was trying to change careers. Like, I was just like, listen, I'm not making enough money. Like, it's a harsh environment. I mean, like, people are mean.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't handle this emotionally. I can't handle it financially. Like, I need
Why
to
am I
out.
Still here? This is like the Devil Wears Prada IRL. I hate this.
And then like, we had already made the project. And one time I was talking about it in a meeting, and this one girl who I didn't even know, she like turns to me and she goes, if you have that and it makes money, why do you work here? And I was like,
thank you.
Why do I work here? Yeah.
And she like disappears into an apparition and you're like, that wasn't even real. That was my future self.
I was like, whoa, that's true. Why do I work here?
That's so funny.
So then we tried to like make it consciously a business. Like, you know, do the math, get the numbers of like how many sales do we need to get to survive? How do we even get those sales? Like, you know, and like, it had become like a little popular, not enough to live off of, but like a little bit popular because it was on television. Ooh. Like, so like one time, sometimes I feel like, how can this be my life? Like, I was sick at home from work and I got a phone call and the person tells me, hi, is this Jessica? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, okay, this is like blah, blah, blah from the Tyra Banks show. Would you like to be a guest? Like, you know, we're filming this episode and we want to show your software. And I was like, sitting there like, you know, like half dead in the bed. Like, excuse me.
Is this a fever dream? Am I that sick? Tyra wants to show your style. Like, that's what a compliment. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how we feel about her in society because she's been problematic before, but back then it must have been really exciting when we
asked her. I mean, it was the craziest thing. Like, I couldn't even imagine why that would be.
Yeah.
and then it turned out like my mom had like met somebody and was like talking to them about it. And like, you know, she's like always bragging about me even when there's nothing to brag about. So,
like, oh, come on. Yeah. That's their jobs.
But it worked out. And like that got some attention on it. Mm. And I guess that was how we like saw that it could make a little bit of money. Cause I didn't even think anyone would download it. I thought I was a weirdo for wanting that. Like, you
that's
know,
the thing, right? Like that's the thing about a startup is you're like, I like this. Yeah. I would use this. Like, would other people like this and use this? And then you start to see like how you created something that does not freaking exist anywhere else to your capacity.
Definitely. And you know, the app store back then, it was so small. Mm. Like, I feel like there was like 100 apps.
Yeah. Everyone had like the standard apps. We were like, look what our phones can do. I had no idea this started 11 years ago. That really changes the game for me too. Just about like how you built the app itself. Like,
it takes time, for sure.
Well, did you, this is going to be maybe a little inside baseball, but did you start with like clean slate of code? Like, did you build that app custom?
Yeah.
Because, wow.
Everything is completely made by us. So like, there's no...
11 years ago, you were thinking like that?
Yeah, but you know, it's changed a lot.
It's like, updated,
I used to have... It doesn't work anymore because the phone, as the operating systems change, the old stuff doesn't work anymore. But like, I used to have the original version on my phone and it was like hilarious to look at it. Like it did like two things.
Oh, but hey, those two things must have been really exciting. But now, like another thing I didn't mention is that you can actually shop in the app. Like, okay, I'm gonna show my closet. If you're on youtube.com/KelseyDarrow, you can see my closet is like, it separates your outfits, right? And then if you click this one piece of it, you can actually shop by these like really great brands like Macy's, J. Crew, Guess, ASOS, all of the, or ASOS, however the children are saying it these days. Like you can, dude, that's just brilliant. Like you're like, I need khaki shorts with this outfit. I don't have khaki shorts. Well, let me just, and you can find it and add it and like, wow, I'm just so blown away by the usability of this app. And like, I'm kind of glad to hear that it's evolved and changed a lot because I mean, this kind of leads to my next question, but I, you know, have this idea for our app. We're building out a prototype. We have our like MVD, like our whatever, our MVP, our minimum viable product, like the only thing to take in to show, you know, investors, but I have these like huge ideas for it. Right, and all the girls that are like, we're working on it are like, okay, we got to scale way the fuck back. Yeah. I'm like, no, we're going to reinvent the wheel. And so like, this kind of goes into my question about, did you, when you were creating this app, really think to the scale that it has become, or were you just like, I want it to do this, this, and this, and it just kind of evolved, like pie in the sky? Or were you just like, I need to make something that's usable and that I can use for my work?
In the beginning, I feel like we were keeping it very simple, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, as I used it, as other people use it, and they write to us and tell us what they're doing with it, because a lot of people use it for weird things that I would have never guessed.
Really?
Like we had people who are colorblind who can't see their clothes, like, you know, the color of the clothes and they need help. So like once they had someone help them put the stuff in and now they can like get dressed like properly. Like
accessibility.
Yeah, exactly. Or like even like there's some people who can't physically get to their closet and they want to see stuff without, you know, you can't stand there for half an hour pulling stuff out. So they get to experiment on that. So like sometimes like things like that helped it evolve. And then also just, like I said, I'm using it every day. And sometimes I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if I could make a packing list?
Yeah. Oh, the packing list. I just used it for a month and a half long trip that I was in an RV. And so space was limited. So I really had to think, and it was the holidays. Mm-hmm. So I really had to prioritize clothes because I couldn't bring a lot of shit, and guess what, still brought too much shit.
Yeah.
I ended up wearing half of it.
It's inevitable sometimes.
It just is. But I will say, like, I was not, none of like my audience would really think of me as like a fashion influencer person. Like that wasn't big to me, but when I got your app, I started, it became so simple to become a fashionista. And I ended up making a video for BuzzFeed that we like used a TikTok stylist to kind of like renew my wardrobe and stuff. Like it gave me the confidence kind of to become more in charge of my wardrobe, if that makes sense.
I'm so glad that you said that, because like for me personally, the way that I use the app is exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. Like I love clothes and like, but like I was never like good at clothes.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, is that, like, so true. 100% does not naturally to me either.
And like, you know, I was doing like what you were sort of saying before, like before I had Stylebook, which is I would just go to the store and like anything I saw that was cool, I'm like, buy that. Mm-hmm. And then like my whole closet was like literally like bursting. And then in the morning I would have like nothing to wear.
And you can't see it together when it's in your closet. Like some stuff is hanging, some stuff is in a drawer. Mm-hmm. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, fuck, like, okay, I guess I'll start with this thing and just kind of build onto it. Whereas this gives you, I'm such a visual person. So like being able to just not even have to think about it. I go into my closet and I'm just like, bloop, bloop, bloop. Okay, I guess that's the thing I'm wearing today. I will say, like, I am blown away by one feature in particular of when you build your closet, you take photos of like every piece of wardrobe you have. So I would give this advice to listeners if you're downloading Stylebook and going to use it, is do it when you're doing a Marie Kondo purge.
That's good advice.
You will be so over it like taking pictures of shit and you'll be like, I never wore this. Or you can style book to see what you never actually wear. And then you can purge that. But when you take the pictures of your clothes, and I am so going to steal this and like pick your brain off thread about this, it gives you a way to delete the background of the picture. So like if you have a shirt, you place it up against the background, you take the picture, and then it deletes the background. So it's like photoshopped into your closet as just a, like, I am blown the goddamn away. I cannot believe that exists. Like, why was that also a I guess a priority in function?
Well, I guess one of the thing is, like, you know, I was saying I worked at Lucky Magazine. So Lucky used to actually like make these little collages like that, like in the magazine.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, so like I was like really into that. So I was like, no, it has to look like that. I'm like, because also if all the backgrounds are mismatched, then you don't really get the true sense of how the colors go together. So I just really wanted to make it happen. And Bill saw it as an interesting programming challenge. So I was like, you know what? I was like, go for it.
So your husband designed that feature?
Yeah, he designed everything.
How am I going to get him on contract for like 3 weeks? That is like, it's just so cool and it makes it so easy. And it's, again, it's one of those features where you didn't know you needed it until you have it. So going back to a little bit about your founder brain, I don't know your journey on raising. Like I couldn't find it online of like how you decided to fund this, but can you talk a little bit about maybe any like roadblocks you reached or how you even evaluated what your own company was worth and like stand by that? Because that shit is terrifying me.
Okay. So I have good news and bad news for you.
Oh God. Oh God.
So the bad news is we didn't use venture capital.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fine. So, some people don't need it.
But the good news is, what I was going to say is you may not need it. Like, so like we literally started our company with $500.
Yes. I love that. Bootstrapped.
Like we had to pay we had to pay to like establish the LLC and like we lived in New York City at the time. So you have to publish that you're establishing an LLC and like a law paper, like a law journal.
I have like that's an what attorney we had to pay now. For. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So like the legal fees. And then you're like, we did it. Now we just go make it.
It's like an ad that you buy in the paper. Yeah. You pay for the attorney to fill out the things. And then we also had to pay for the App Store registration. So you pay $100 and then you can be a developer.
Oh my God.
So I'm sorry.
No, that's like, Mike, like, did you just self-fund until you could just start making revenue off like subscriptions or the single purchase?
So like in the beginning, like I said, I had my normal job that like I wanted to leave. So like we started trying to like advertise and like get press. And like, we were like trying to like, we had this like goal of like, we want to make more than what we were making at our old jobs. Mm-hmm. And we just waited until that happened. And then we waited another 6 months. So like, we were like, oh, let's see, like, is it real?
Yeah. Well, you have to make sure it works.
So like, and basically it's a one-time fee. So the app is just a one-time purchase. Yeah. And then, you know, you're talking about like the shopping section in there. So like we get like a small,
cut.
It's basically nothing, but like we get like a small, like commission for like if you buy something through there.
Through that.
And then that's about it. I mean, it's like pretty simple. I know like it's one of those things where it just sounds so boring and
it's not boring at all. I mean, that is the minority for sure of like creating a successful app. Like I built out my like 18-month runway, like for not startup people, that's basically like how much is your business going to cost to run 18 months, and it is not cheap. I'm not bootstrapping. I'm like pie in the sky, so maybe you know, but I think like what my value to the company is that I have an audience and a platform and a way to reach that raise. And like if that's not something that you had to begin with, like you didn't need it, you didn't prioritize it, but when you saw revenue coming in, that must have been like, whoa.
It was definitely strange, but like you're starting from a different place. Like you said, like people already know you. Like I was just like, I still am just like some random girl. That like
It is hard to find info on you, but I wonder if it's because I was Googling Jen Atkins now the whole time. But you are kind of like not facing, you know, you're not like pushing your own name in the press of fashion, I guess, like as hard mm-hmm. as maybe when you're starting up. So how do you now today, 11 years later, which I, again, can't believe mm-hmm. that like it's been 11 years. How are you like promoting and pushing the business, or are you even prioritizing anymore? Does it just live on its own?
Oh, I wish it lived on its own, but it doesn't. Like, well, we do different things. So we advertise online. So yeah. like places where like, I think like women who would be interested in this mm-hmm. are living online. We'll just do just basic advertising. Like if you're, I mean, not on Facebook, we don't advertise on Facebook, but like something like that, sure. you know? And then the other thing that we do, and that was a big strategy of mine in the beginning, was trying to get press.
Right.
So like at the, when the app first came out, you know, the feeling around apps was like really like electric and exciting, right. kind of like yeah. gold rush times.
Yeah, you know? Totally. Wild, wild west.
So like, I felt like people really wanted to write about it. So like I worked really hard to try to get it in front of people who could write about it.
Right.
And I think that that really, really helped like establish it as a brand that people would recognize.
Sure.
And then, I mean, basically we just continue that same strategy now.
Yeah.
And like, it's also helps with word of mouth. Like, you know, a lot right. of people do, like once, I feel like a lot of people, once they get into it, they're like literally like addicted.
I'm a little less now because now my closet's built. So I'm only just like yeah. adding as new things come. But like the first week, girl. Mm-hmm. And I do it on my iPad, which like I think is the more fun way to do it. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is that it links between your devices. So mm-hmm. like if you have, you know, you can switch devices.
Yeah, you can send it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always accessible. You like kind of iCloud them to each other a little bit.
Yeah, so like it's interesting to just like see people talking about it online. Like I love that. Like there's like one of the most satisfying things ever is like on like, you know, TikTok or Instagram yes. or whatever. Like I'll see some person like in Japan or like in Sweden or something like using the app. And I'm like, they're using something that we made in yes. like my little apartment desk in New York.
that's what's like crazy to me. Like not knowing your like founding story, like this is so minority, like how this happened mm-hmm. and the fact that it's like, you know, so successful and so usable and scalable is it, like, maybe it was an accident, but it sounds like it became something even bigger and better than like you had thought of by just having it out for so long and listening to the audience and listening to what people wanted.
And like, I feel like it became more sustainable when we really started viewing it as a business ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. in the beginning, like I said, it was just like a little like goofy project.
Yeah.
But like when we started doing research, like even beyond like venture capital, I mean, like we had to learn like, do you need a lawyer? Do you need yes. an accountant?
Yes.
Like,
is that,
like, the answer is yes to both of them. And then like, how much does that cost?
A month? I don't even want to fucking talk about it.
Like, so like things like that, yeah. just were beyond me at the time.
Right.
Or even just like little ways to expand. Like we made like a men's version. We translated to other languages so it could be available worldwide and stuff like that. And like that really did help our reach because right. like then even if we don't advertise that much, like in like, let's say Japan, right. people still see it anyway.
Yes.
Like, so which is kind of cool. And like the app store itself provides some advertising itself because
yeah.
you know, anytime if you go in the app store and you type in a keyword like closet or organization, right. like you'll see style books. So like right. that really does help. And yeah. like they also, you know, you can advertise, you can pay for ads on there too.
Right. And I think that that's like what's cool about Stylebook is you had the foresight to think digitally in a time where like that was really changing, apps were taking off. Like they do say that the success of a startup really is about timing of it. And like
yeah.
you were clearly, you know, ahead of your time. And I think like it's even probably picking up more now as things do go mm-hmm. digital, especially now that we're in COVID times. Like you're not having mm-hmm. a designer come pull things for you. Like you're not in person. Like I'm sure it's being used in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
The way like many markets have changed.
Definitely.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know, I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Are you looking to cut back on alcohol this year? You are talking to two sober Sallys. You know Zach and I love to drink Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails because it's a guilt-free way to unwind. It has 0% alcohol, made with real fruit, only 25 calories or less, and it is sweetened with agave because y'all know I got that sugar addiction. It has incredible flavors. One of my favorites is the grapefruit Paloma. The Paloma is actually one of the last drinks I was drinking when I was drinking alcohol, so this is like a nice little nostalgia moment, and it still feels really fun in my hand, and there's no reason we should be missing out on the partying either. It's such a good replacement for alcohol, a great drink for having in between alcoholic drinks, unwinding at home, at dinner parties, chilling on the couch. It is endless. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Hey, comfy dogs. I want to talk to you about something a little sexy, okay? I want to talk about what is touching your butt. Are you breathing comfortably in your underwear? MeUndies uses not only sustainable, breathable, soft-as-heck fabric, but they also give you endless styles to chew from. Chew from? Don't chew your underwear. Or do, whatever. Whatever's in your personal time, it's not my business. It's total comfort inside and out. When I got offered this deal with MeUndies, I stood up in my chair, screamed, and then pulled my own underwear out of the side of my jeans to show my managers that I was actually wearing MeUndies in that moment. It is my favorite comfortable underwear, because if you're noticing your underwear during the day and it doesn't feel good, you should be looking at getting something comfy, like you're sitting on a cloud all day. And MeUndies has ridiculously cute prints, all sizes from extra small to 4XL. Honey, we love some inclusivity, and MeUndies believes you and your butt deserve comfort inside and out, which is why they created the MeUndies membership. It's really just a great way to love on yourself, and each month you'll replenish your basics with styles that are anything but basic. Styles that let you be the truest version of yourself right down to your core. Plus, enjoy discounted pricing, controlled shipping, and exclusive early access. Love your butt and get the membership. And MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners, confidants. For any first-time purchasers, you're going to get 15% off and free shipping. Hello. We love when we get free stuff here. And they also have their problem-free philosophy, just like Lion King. If you're not satisfied with any products, they will refund it or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/confidently. That's MeUndies.com/confidently.
Back to the show. I want to ask, too, getting back to, like, you being a female founder, and I say female, but it's, like, woman founder. I don't know what the proper term is, but, you know, I think I'm currently reading Million Dollar Woman right now, and
oh, cool.
There's a lot of talk about, you know, getting in the room and being like the only woman in a room and how to find that confidence. Like, did you ever have any like limiting insights about yourself being a founder that you were able to overcome?
I feel like one big thing, like when I go to like tech conferences or, you know, things like that, is to like not get knocked off your game by somebody saying something weird. Like, like one time Bill and I went to a conference and he's in front of me and he, and there, it was four founders and they gave him his badge and like whatever. And then I'm next and the person goes, "Hey, little lady, who are you here with?" And I was like,
"Oh no!"
He's like, and I was like, "Oh, I'm here with him." And like, you know, I'm not even thinking. I'm like, "Oh, I'm here with him." And he's like, "Oh, oh, you brought a date?" And I was like, "Excuse me, like, I'm the other half of this company."
A fucking. Are you kidding me? The backhand like, that person would have received.
And I was just like, "Okay, but like, can you get my ID because I'm the other half of the company?"
Yeah, a little little worker bee. Can you read the fucking fine print?
And then like obviously like he's really embarrassed, but like sometimes like stuff like that like really gets me down. Like, you know, like I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And like I was dressed in business clothes. It's not like I showed up. I wasn't dressed like fashionista ready to go. Like I'm like wearing like, you know, a button down and stuff just like everybody else. And I just couldn't believe that somebody would make that assumption. But I really was like one of just a couple women there. Yeah. And I guess also at that time, I was younger than I am now.
You look very like young. Maybe, yeah.
Thanks.
You've got those genetics, the baby face gene. Lucky.
Well, thanks.
I have like aged smoker gene, whatever that is. I'm working on it. That's why I live in Los Angeles. But that must have been really tough to kind of have to like constantly remind people.
Yeah. And I feel like just trying to like, because there's two, there's a double-edged thing there, right? Because then if I get mad about it,
then you're,
then, right.
An angry lady.
Right. So like, I'm trying to like, you know, keep my cool, like stay focused, but then also remember my goals. Like, why am I there? Am I there to try to find somebody to help me with translation work? Or am I there to like look for new people to advertise with and stuff like that? So like, sometimes like, I don't want it to distract. Like, I don't want to take away and then not achieve what I want it to because of someone's stupidity.
Yeah. Well, like, it just sounds like you don't, it's kind of like going to like the book of four agreements where you don't take things personally. You're kind of like, "Oh, that's like a you problem. I'm here to kind of kick ass." And like, that's a really good mindset. Cause I think me being as emotional as I am, like when I was writing down my limiting beliefs, I was like, "I'm too emotional to be a founder and CEO," because I do think that I become successful because I am able to be kind of like vulnerable and no filter. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to running a company, I'm finding that I'm having to like change my literal bones and DNA and feelings and thoughts. Like, I don't know. I hate feeling like I'm falling into the stereotype of like a woman's too emotional to run a company.
Well, it's personal though, because it's like your baby, right?
Yeah.
Not like literally like baby, you know, we're talking about issues, but like, it's like something that you built, that you put a lot of yourself into. So like, if someone is going to dismiss it or put you down, like, and like, I've been put down like a million times. Like, I have literally been at tech conferences where people wouldn't talk to me and like their companies are already out of business.
Bye. See you never.
And like, I would never do that to someone, even someone who was just starting. Cause you never know, like maybe one day you'll wind up working with them later. And especially if you haven't founded the company, you might need a job. Later.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, you never know who your boss will be one day.
And like, just like in general, it's just not nice.
Yeah, don't be.
Why treat people that way?
No, I mean, that's a great, that I have that as a question listed is like, in a time where things are so divided and like, it feels like a lot of work to think about anything else. I mean, that's like another reason why I'm glad I have Stylebook. It's like, cause I'm like, do I really even have the energy today to think about my outfit or like I have a whole section of just like sweats, like cute sweats outfits. Yeah, because I'm like on Zoom all the time or at home most of the day. But like when you're coming, you've obviously established your company's goals and mission and vision for so long, but people really give a shit right now about the companies that they work with and what they stand for. And so how have you been able to like maintain your vision and your drive throughout like such a chaotic ecosphere?
I mean, like, honestly, sometimes I'm struggling now. Like, you know, I mean, life has been hard over the last like couple months. I mean, like, even just the amount of stress, like I have to like, I like literally earlier, like maybe like 2 months ago, like I had like people in our family were sick. Oof. Like one of my friends passed away. Oh, like so just plus I was stuck in my house. Like I don't want to be in my house anymore.
No!
Like, like, you know, like there's just like a lot of stress. And like, I had to like sit down and be like, okay, like I need to like regroup, like get everything back together. Like I need to like establish some kind of routine because I felt like I was just like waking up, answering emails,
yes,
like lounging in my sweatpants, yes, and then like just like freaking out about whether or not people are going to care about putting clothes on their body. Like,
yeah, well, that's such a good point. Like, that's such a good point. I didn't even think about that. Of like, Stylebook was kind of made for the fashionista, and I don't think anybody's really focusing on that right now.
Yeah.
Think about that. So like, how have you, you know, where do you find support? Where do you find peace? And where's your self-care? Like, oh my God, how much do you pay your therapist? What's your astrological sign?
Well, I would say like establishing like a small routine, like, you know, obviously like going to the office and like seeing people in the outside world is its own thing, which that's what I really want to do. But since I can't do that, I like started trying to like actually wake up, make the bed, cook breakfast, like cook breakfast, like don't just
put something in there. Yeah.
Like, then like I try to work out. Like, working out has saved me. Like, I feel like I need to sweat a little bit in the morning, even if it's just like the stretch only workout. Like, I need to do something. Like,
we are the same person. I don't know if you can like see in the corner, but that's a trampoline, and I've been doing like yoga, and I'm like, even if I just do 15 minutes of stretching, like how I act for the first 30 minutes of my day defines like my mood. And knowing that if you implement these like pillars, at least we've got like that stability down for the day.
Exactly. Like, I just feel like it's so important. And also like just trying to remind myself to keep taking care of my body and stuff, like drink the water, eat a vegetable. Like, you know, like at the beginning,
what's that?
Like in the beginning of the pandemic, I had like all my pandemic snacks, you know, and like, I was just like only eating like Nutter Butter. Like,
oh like, God, I feel like, you so hard on that. And you're like, this so like, won't last long. It's just like a phase. 1 year later.
Like literally, like I was like, it'll be like a month probably.
Oh, remember and like
simpler I was
times.
So wrong.
Yeah.
But I just feel like doing like, you know, like I said, like eating good food, exercising, talking to a therapist, like, you know, all those things are just like really, really important to just like remember that I am still here.
Yeah. And like, you're the vision behind the company. Like, I think that's so important. Like, even if you're not a founder, right? Like, you are what you bring to the world, and the world is going to be like a reflection of you. And especially if you're a founder, like, you have to kind of keep you good and going and healthy to maintain the company, right?
Definitely. And I think also the other thing that is really important for me is like to remember to, it's okay to have joy and fun sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like clothes are fun for me. That's why I like them. And I feel like at first I was sort of like trapped in this like sweatpants Nutter Butter thing.
Yeah. Love that.
But then like, I was like, you know what? No, I love getting dressed. Get dressed anyway, even if nobody sees me. Who cares? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, sometimes I'm just going to my office and nobody sees me anyway. So
like, I have, but it does also like set your mind right a little bit, you know? And like when I did the restyling of my, you know, staple pieces of my wardrobe, I found that I really prioritized comfortability, and that did not have to come at the expense of like style, you know?
Yeah.
And I live with a chronic pain. And I found that like, I do not have any space in my life to have discomfort physically elsewhere. Like, I'm already dealing with what I have to deal with. And so again, I cannot stress enough how much this has helped me just like check off one little thing. And you're so right. Just get, who cares if no one sees you? It is fun. It does make you feel better. It does kind of like hype you up a little bit, even though we're all, you know, staying at home and not seeing people.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like a little bit, maybe like more like myself or something. Like, I'm not like really sure how to describe it, but just like, I just felt better. Like when I was like really getting dressed, and like, I agree. Like, I looked for things in my closet that like this, like super big silky shirt. Like,
I was noticing that.
Like, it's like a basically pajamas feeling, but like, it looks like a shirt.
Yeah. I look like an adult. I'm wearing my own merch. This is coming out next week. So I'm cheating, but it's pretty comfy. But you know, piggybacking off of just like the year we've had, and I can't believe it's already been an hour because I could talk to you for friggin' ever, but what's kind of like next for you? Like, how are you even projecting the next year after what you've seen for the last like 9-10 months?
Well, I feel like there's always a long list. Like, you know, you asked me this question before, whether or not we plan in advance or just we had a complete vision before. I think in the beginning we had a complete vision, but now we're planning way into the future. So we actually have like a really long list of things to work on, features to add. So like, I'm always looking for ways to make the app more usable and to like add more creativity. And like, I don't want to give away too much because
I get it.
People always like trying to copy us. And like, that's, you know, you're talking about emotional stuff with business. It's really hard to see somebody take what you've done.
Trying to eat your lunch.
Yeah. Just like bootleg it.
Like, so you got to stay like, on top of that though. Cause it's like first to market kind of thing. Right.
Yeah. You have to. And like, that's why I like never like say specifically what we're doing in the future, but we just have a long list of things that I think people are really going to be excited about, like just to make it easier to use and also to get some little unexpected things in there. So you know how you're talking about like stats or like even just like creating outfits, like how did I think of that?
Yeah.
Like, so we have some things even weirder than that coming.
Woo! I'm really jazzed because like it already feels so easy for me to use. So just like having treats now sounds like a really exciting update.
I love improving it. It's just, I don't know why. This is my dream job. I love it.
Like, well, you answered my last question.
Oh, sorry.
Like, I don't apologize. It's like, you're just prepared. Like, you're speaking from the heart. My last question was going to be like, if you could do this all over again and be a founder, would you do it all over again?
I absolutely would. Like, there's two sides of the coin, right? One is I get to talk to people all over the world. I made this thing that helps me in my life.
Yep.
I get to have fun with clothes. Sometimes I get to talk to people like you. like it's like, that's like really fun. But then on the other hand, it is stressful because the buck stops with me. I'm responsible. Bill and I, whatever choice we decide to make with the app, like, if that destroys it and we don't make any money, it's our fault.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and like sometimes that's like a lot to handle, but so far it's been good.
So far you guys are cruising.
Yeah.
Well, I want the confidants to know where and how they can get the style book and like plug, whatever you want. Tell us, give us all the info. Where can we find you?
Oh, sure. So on the Apple App Store, just type in Stylebook and you'll find it. You can download it. It's $3.99 one time fee. And
oh, that's
also
less
have
than
an
a latte.
E-book.
Oh, yeah, an ebook?
Yeah, we have an ebook too called The Whole Closet Method, which basically it walks you through my whole mindset of how you use the app and how you can organize your closet and just basically transform your thought process on keeping and maintaining a curated whole wardrobe that mix and match everything.
Look at me plugging Marie Ass Kondo, and you have a whole ebook that you so politely didn't say like, actually. Okay. So in the Ezra, right? Yeah. I have the art of tidying up or whatever the fuck it's called, but I think like having a closet specific thing has been super helpful. Mm-hmm. I need to stay far away from the Container Store as possible because my credit card has a hole in it. And I think like Stylebook that's like, if you're thinking about it and if you've always been that person that's like, oh God, I gotta like fix my clothes and my wardrobe or clean out my closet. Like, I promise you, you are going to want to use Stylebook to do so. So Jess Atkin, thank you so much for spending time with us. I know you're a busy lady, founder, doing all sorts of business. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun chatting with
you. Yay! Okay, yeah. We'll keep in touch for sure.